During Monday's debate, several legislators acknowledged they're part of a national sea change on the issue of medical marijuana.
This morning on NPR was a full report about, well, I don't know how full it was, but it was really a long time about the medical marijuana.
That's Hollywood Democratic Representative Elaine Schwartz referring to a discussion of America's attitude shift toward marijuana on the Diane Rehm Show. Before Schwartz at the lectern was perhaps the legislature's best embodiment of that shift, Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. He says scientific studies showing non-euphoric cannabis has medical benefits are compelling.
I don't necessarily believe, as an article of faith, that every one of those assertions is true. But I also wouldn't have believed a year ago that I would be standing before you to liberalize marijuana laws with the assistance of Chairman Baxley.
Gaetz has been pushing the bill largely on behalf of children with constant seizures. Many of their parents have traveled to Colorado to see how cannabis oil helps children there. Tallahassee's Dennis and Rosalind Deckerhoff told the committee their son is out of other options.
I know there's a lot of compassion in all of you. A lot of compassion in every one of us. If you were in the situation yourself with an 18-year-old child and had been through this since he was 6 months old and tried everything, including sawing your child's brain in half.
And that emotion is extremely appealing. And I know why this whole issue got wrapped around Representative Gaetz's heart.
Judiciary Committee Chair Dennis Baxley says although he applauds the intention of the bill's nearly 30 co-sponsors, he can't vote for what he acknowledges is a very popular bill.
I really think this is a little too edgy that it's going to cut loose something that I don't want to be the person that started it.
Baxley and two other conservative Central Florida lawmakers voted against the bill, even though it's managed to win endorsements from both doctors and law enforcement officers. And several of the committee's yes voters said they did so with reservations, whether also fearing the Pandora's box effect or lamenting how the law stops short of guaranteeing treatment for all conditions and diseases. Jacksonville Republican Representative Charles McBurney says he won't continue supporting the bill on the House floor if sponsors don't better define which serious medical conditions would make patients eligible.
I just don't want us to be another Colorado.
The bill heads to the floor at the same time a Senate medical marijuana bill is scheduled for its final committee stop Tuesday. That version of the measure limits cannabis oil treatment only to patients with persistent seizures. And regardless of whether the measures pass, Florida voters will choose whether to legalize medical marijuana with a constitutional amendment this fall. If approved, it could allow smoked marijuana use for all debilitating conditions. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.